This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel with an audio postcard from one of our correspondents in Texas. NPR's John Burnett is based in Austin, and that means that he spends a good deal of time driving the desolate highways of Texas. Recently, on one of those long drives, John Burnett picked up a hitchhiker.
The day is overcast and traffic light. I'm driving west on Interstate 10 through limestone hills studded with dull green junipers. On the outskirts of the town of Junction, in the middle of nowhere, there's a friendly-faced lad with his thumb out. A cardboard sign propped on his rucksack reads, West. He's playing a fiddle. I pull over.
Rambling around your city, I'm rambling around your town.
My name is Derek Williams. I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. I'm 23 years old. I'm heading to British Columbia to grab up the most amazing woman I've ever met and go to Alaska and ultimately buy a sailboat and sail the world.
His nickname is Chip. He wears a gray hoodie given to him by a Christian evangelistic team. He has $27 in his pocket. Everything he needs is in a backpack, minus the laptop he left in a truck stop bathroom. His rules of the road are basic.
My philosophy of life is basically to, you know, live life, you know, like do what you do, love what you do, and don't listen to naysayers, you know, like you can't do that. I'm really content with being a minimalist, so as long as I got my coffee in the morning, a pouch of tobacco in my pocket, and, you know, maybe a couple bucks for whatever, I'm happy.
He does not care for the names assigned to him by social service agencies and the police. Homeless, hobo, tramp, and vagrant.
Traveler is the one I use most often.
Chip says during the 3 years he's been on the road, he's crisscrossed the country 5 or 6 times coast to coast. Along the way, he met other travelers who schooled him in the proper way to hop a freight train and thumb a ride.
Probably the most important rule with hitchhiking is to smile. You know, you do not want to be a bucket of misery on the side of the road. Nobody wants to pick up a bucket of misery. So you want to have a good air about you. You want to stay clean.
And you want to have props, like a sign and a fiddle. They worked with me. I gave Chip Matthews a ride all the way to El Paso, where he planned to spend the night with an Army buddy, then head north to Canada and find his girl. John Burnett, NPR News.
And I've only been playing violin for 12 hours. I think that's important to mention.
There is an update to Chip Matthews' story. Chip did not make it to British Columbia. He was turned back at the border because he didn't have enough money. But he did get a job on a fishing boat headed for Alaska, where he plans to meet up with his girl, Angela.